It's 88.5 KCSN. I'm Sky Daniels, and could say that I'm actually joyed to have this next guest here and mean it, because Craig Finn is joining us for a live session on KCSN. And Craig, the reason I'm joyed is that everything I know about you says to me, you're a regular guy.
I like to think I am. There are people in my life that would argue otherwise, but I think I identify as being a regular person, despite the fact that I have maybe an unusual occupation of being the lead singer in a rock and roll band.
And that rock and roll band, The Hold City, for those of you who don't know, and I'm sure all of you do, part of that regular guy appeal comes from the fact that in the guise of The Hold City, it really is what one might think is a populist band, a band that really is all about speaking to and speaking for, you know, those folks out in the audience that are having a rip-roaring good time. Or perhaps they're not having such a good time in their life.
Right. Well, I think we set out when we started The Hold Steady to do something that was very inclusive. And I think we were aware that we were, you know, pretty normal dudes, normal looking dudes. None of us look like Steven Tyler or, you know, Axl Rose or something like that. So, and I think our audience kind of, the audience we've acquired sees a bit of themselves in us. And that ends up to kind of has built a community. You know, I feel like people kind of rooting for us, some more so than some other bands, you know, which they might enjoy. But I think there's this feeling of maybe a little bit of an underdog as we started the band in our when we were in our 30s. I'm now 40 years old, but we're still doing it. And I think people identify with that.
And it really does come across too. The band is, it's literally a band that everyone says, oh, you got to see those guys live.
Right. Yeah. I mean, well, the live thing is what we do best. I am very sure of that. And we try to make our shows like a celebration, and it's a very celebratory thing. And I think people get wrapped up in it. And we've built a really cool community out of it.
And that community clearly is interested in what Craig Finn has to say. I would assume that part of the purpose and the desire to make your solo album, which is entitled Queer Heart, Full Eyes, was possibly some of the songs maybe spoke to or were of a nature that didn't quite fit the milieu of The Hold Steady?
Yeah, and two different levels, they were sort of not Hold Steady songs. One was that I wanted to do something, I think, like quieter and more wide open, that was less, you know, big guitar based. But in that, I think there's also by playing at a lower volume, I think the songs on the solo record are allowed to be more intimate, more vulnerable, maybe, and certainly less celebratory. So it was, you know, it was making something creatively that came from a different part of me. You know, while The Hold Steady is very celebratory, and I love that about The Hold Steady, being a human being, I'm not always feeling celebratory 100% of the time. So this allowed me to kind of examine a different thing, and a lot of people have kind of remarked that it may lack some of the optimism in a Hold Steady song or a Hold Steady record. And that may be true, but I think it's because, you know, I was kind of exploring more everyday and more mundane things.
Well, and you've talked about some of the overarching, you know, certainly the overarching theme of the record itself speaks a lot about displacement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got news for those people who are saying it's not a celebratory. I don't know who celebrates displacement.
Well, displacement, you know, or being alone is kind of the main theme on the record, and that's very fertile ground for a touring musician.
Sure.
And, you know, like the first song on the record, Apollo Bay, The Hold Steady did a tour last March in Australia, and I stayed behind and rented a car and drove, you know, into Australia. And that's about as alone as you can get for days at a time. And, I was kind of exploring those things. I mean, I guess we all come into the world and leave the world alone. And no matter who you're around, you're also kind of by yourself.
Sure.
So, you know, it was thinking about a lot of those kind of things when I made the record.
And the songs in this record clearly, well, some may be of a personal orientation and experience. You're really writing from a narrative point of view. So you really were doing, you know, case study, social observations, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I always like to use the characters, so as I don't always feel like songwriting needs to be confessional, but I do like it to be honest. So when it may not be true, it's still honest. I mean, I think I'm trying to deal with it from an honest human perspective, an honest emotional perspective. And the songs, you know, a lot of the songs are you know, come from maybe a more melancholy place on this record. And that's, you know, that's honest. My head was really hurting. I had to take it to Apollo Bay. My head was really hurting. I had to take it to Apollo Bay. All my downtime makes me restless. All my small talk makes me nervous. My head was really hurting. I had to take it to Apollo Bay. Vietnamese and six or seven VBs. Vietnamese, six or seven VBs. All my days stretch out before me. All my nights just get away from me. Vietnamese. Six or seven VBs. All 12 apostles can't be seen from the shore. All 12 apostles can't be seen from the shore. Some hide behind the others. There's always people taking pictures. All 12 apostles were convinced that they were walking with their Savior. Gonna drive around, gonna come down the coast by myself. Drive around, gonna come down the coast by myself. All my days stretch out before me. All my nights just go to hell. I'm gonna drive around, gonna come down the coast by myself. Thank you. Someone saw something just east of here. I came up on the western pier. There's one thing you should know about. Christ is watching me right now. Someone saw something and they shot it down. I spent 7 months in another town. And now I walk down on the beach. One night I saw them watching me. They rolled up, they put the cuffs on, and they drove me deep into the valley. The just judge looked me over, said, I'm sorry, you don't have to keep running, but you best believe him. You can't take away all the parts of you, make you do the things you do. Girls that live inside my heart, I keep coming up the boulevard. They roll up and pledge their loving, and they drive you halfway to a breakdown. Just judge looked me over, said, I'm sorry, love's been such a letdown, let's proceed with the shakedown. Jesus is a judge, and he's kind, and he's just, gives us for our avarice and lust. I don't even know what's east of here. I came up on the western pier.
You wanted to work on this record with Mike McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any particular artists he'd worked with or work he had done that really attracted him to you?
Well, the Spoon records he made I found really interesting, and I knew that he made a lot of those. A lot of those were created kind of in a one-on-one situation between him and Britt Daniel from Spoon. And I was kind of, I had these very basic structures of songs, and so the first thing we, I knew Mike worked well that way, so the first thing we did is got together and just spent some time just, you know, playing these very skeletons of songs and talking about what we heard, you know, literally for days on end talking about the songs rather than making a lot of noise and listening to records. And he put together the band, which was, you know, another way he really produced the record. He, you know, heard all the players and used his guys down in Austin. And
so you hadn't met, or had you met any of them?
I met them all on a Monday morning. And, you know, an hour later, we started recording the first song.
So this is like a Chuck Berry record.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a Nashville record almost, you know. And by Friday night, we had 14 songs recorded. And Ricky, who played with me today, was one of those musicians.
And you've brought some of them out on the road with you?
Yeah. Well, Ricky's the only one from the record that was able to do the touring. But the guys who did the record helped me find, amongst other Austin musicians, the band that rounded out the tour.
Kindred
lineup.
Spirits. So
yeah,
to speak.
And then, you know, it was like, this is the guy you should get.
This guy can do my, not as good as me, but right. He can do my part.
They're hand selected. And I wanted to keep it in Austin because I felt like it spiritually lived kind of there.
Well, and it's funny because even in the title, you've said that the title is derived from Friday Night Lights, which again, it's the big Lone Star State thing going through it.
Texas Forever is what they say on that show, and there's been maybe an overstatement of how much the record has to do with Friday Night Lights and some of the things I've read, but I needed a title and I wanted it something to do with Texas, and it seemed like the right thing.
Now, given the fact that the record now has taken on its own life, the solo record, and you're still, I'm sure, discovering the record both as you play songs live and as you kind of reference it in your own, you know, portfolio, if you will, of music you've done and performed and written. Are there any of the songs on the album that are starting to, I know we love all our children, but are there any that are starting to, particularly in the live setting, start to really take on a new life?
Yeah, I mean, I think Jackson is the one that when the pedal steel really gets going, Ricky does a real cool thing with effects and a pedal steel, and I think live that one kind of comes alive and into a very cool thing. And we've also on the last song on the record, Not Much Left, which is already a slow, sad song. I think we've brought it somewhere slower and sadder.
Now, you know, not wanting to get ahead of this album and this record, because you are right in the heart, you're in first gear really on this record on a lot of front. But can you see now that you've taken this other tact, can you start to see now that this might benefit your writing with Hold Steady and going back and going, you know what, there's other landscapes that we can incorporate into this act?
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole point, one of the points of those making this record was to, you know, with the Hold Steady, I made 5 records in 7 or 8 years, and you know, I wanted to kind of put myself in a situation that provided a little discomfort and sort of fight my way out of it and see what I learned from it. And I learned a lot of things making this record, which will definitely bring back to the Hold Steady. I mean, it can be just, you know, I mean, the way we made the record, it got me a clear idea of kind of between songwriting, arrangement, and instrumentation. In a rock band, you don't always see that, you know, they kind of blur together. But in, you know, like more Nashville style, or the way we made that record, there's kind of a real defined... And then also, I just think doing things kind of quicker, capturing things, you know, not doing things first, second, third take is there's a lot of emotion in those takes that kind of gets out of there by the 10th take.
Yeah. When you start trying to refine it too much, it may sound better. Does it feel better?
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's some excitement that you capture that starts to, you know, you have diminishing returns as you go along.
And as we've talked, you know, the Hold Steady has many colors, but fist pumping must be the final result to every Hold Steady song. I mean, people are there wanting to pump their fist in the air and have a grand old time.
Yeah, to get out in front of a Hold Steady crowd and do a real melancholy set would be a...
With a pedal steel.
Yeah, it would maybe be bad for everyone.
That might break the normal pacing of the set. You'd have to find a very select spot in a Hold Steady, you know, just to say, hey guys, while you've already left and gone out to the bus, I'll be performing this song for whoever's left in the room.
I always feel like the slow songs in the Hold Steady sets, there's when people restock their beer supply.
Bathroom break, yeah. You know, go get the brews, sure.
Jackson was an actor, at least he was when he was well. Stephanie is good to me, not so much to herself. We were hauled up in a hotel room from August to November. It was Jackson, me, and Stephanie, and the rest I don't remember. Stephanie appeared to me in the back half of the theater. We met up with Jackson on the Strand a few days later. Pulled our funds and made a runway of foolproof when it counted. It was Jackson, me, and Stephanie, and it didn't seem all that crowded. Why ask about Jackson? It's a long time ago, nothing really happened. Why ask about Jackson? Jackson just got restless, couldn't take the lack of action. He was sort of like a shark, he just had to keep on swimming. The sailors kept coming off the boats down at the harbor. It was difficult to stop, it was easy to get started. Stephanie came on strong, but suddenly went weak. She seemed a little speedy and her tongue worked at her teeth. The sirens came behind us, it was a bit before we heard it. Jackson, me, and Stephanie, and for a while felt just perfect. Why ask him about Jackson? It was a long time ago, nothing really happened. Someone said he ended up in Denver. Someone said he went to Kansas City. Someone said he went off the deep end. Someone said he's living there already. One day Jackson threw a party. One day Jackson just didn't show up to the party. Yeah, and Stephanie was long on looks and showed her mental health. She said depression is an ocean and it's prone to tides and swells. Anxiety's persistent, it's an ambitious politician. Keeps knocking at your door till you come and let him in. I think that Jackson let him in. I think that Jackson let it in. I didn't come to California to have a cup of coffee. So if you don't mind, I'll get right to the point. Heard about the baby from Sarah when I saw her. Heard that Jeremiah's in the joint. I know you came out west to just start over. It looks just like the life you left in Kansas. The baby in your bed and a man up in the pen. No way to make it work except for dancing. Plead you dry and then he's guilty. You wear your best dress to the courthouse and then he's gone. What really broke your heart is when you got back to your car. Radio played his favorite song. Some problems. I know I'm far from perfect. There's some things about my past that I'm not proud of. But after I left Kansas, I accepted my Lord Jesus. Since then, I've been mostly off the stuff. We both know Jeremiah really loves you. We also know it's years till he gets out.
daughter needs a father, and if we could be together, I could be the man around your house. I could be the man around this house.
You're going to be playing tonight at the Troubadour. You can't think of a better place for you, particularly with everything the concept of the record for you. I mean, it says the word Troubadour throughout the record. And if you had a chance to stop by and look at I'm sure before you do sound check tonight, you're going to look at all those artist photos on the wall.
Well, I've done it with the Hold Steady, but this one seems particularly appropriate for this, style music that we have on this record. So I was excited when I saw it on the list of tour dates. I was like, oh, that room's perfect. This is a perfect match.
Walk around and look at some of the pictures and see the ghosts in the room, and you'll go, they would smile favorably on these songs.
I hope so.
They would feel that these songs belong in the lexicon of the Troubadour. It's really great to have you come out. We're glad you came to 88.5 KCSN. Oh. It's Craig Finn. Of course, tonight, playing at the Troubadour, the new album is entitled Clear Heart, Full Eyes. All of our listeners already know and love you, but we really encourage all of them, if there's a few tickets left, to get out there, and certainly to get more and more into the album Clear Heart, Full Eyes, as we will here. Craig, thanks for stopping by KCSN.
Thanks so much for having me.
You got it.